I am here in studio with Weymouth Mayor Robert Hedlund. Welcome and congratulations as you get ready to head into your third term. Pretty exciting.
Yeah, and I think it was the first time there was no WATD political forum in my race.
That's right. Well, you know, we can't get to every race. We do try to talk to the candidates individually and see what's happening in that race. Now, there's some excitement out there in the hallway. Now, as
they must know I'm here.
Absolutely, I think that's what everybody's reaction would be. When you went into this office 8 years ago, you walked into a very different situation than you're in now, and that you're going into for your third term. There seemed to be questions about, as I remember, a couple of terms ago, there seemed to be some serious questions about money and financing and the schools. Tell me what you walked into. Tell me where we are now.
Yeah, so there was the threat of a state fine for the town of Weymouth not meeting its net school spending requirements, so that was a big issue. And we didn't really have any new growth in our tax levy. The town had never passed an override, so there were some fiscal constraints. When we got in, we realized that there was a better way to manage the town's debt service and our bonding schedules, et cetera, and how we finance capital projects.
Mm-hmm.
The other big thing was the town was not aggressive in the past at going after state grants. One of the first things I was confronted with was a library that was basically falling down and needed a lot of repairs.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a building that made sense to put money into. Immediately looked at the state library construction program, which when I was in the Senate, every community in my district had availed themselves of that program except Weymouth. Same thing with, and we got the grant to do the new library. Same thing with the Seaport Economic Development Council. The town had never gone after a Seaport Economic Development grant. We're doing a project. We've been working on it for 8 years now. We're finally going to break ground. It's a hugely complicated engineering and permitting project on the seacoast. But the town had identified that as a priority back in 1979, and nothing had been done. So we got that grant. We've been great working with the state on MassWorks grants. So a lot of the capital projects was a combination of being aggressive for grants and how we managed our existing debt service.
Now, you've got to be a good manager in your job. You don't have to know how to get the whole job done. You might not have to know how to do every single person's job.
Running a radio station, right?
Exactly, but you put good people in the spot. You got a really good numbers guy.
So my chief of staff, this is our 21st anniversary, came to work for
longest
me.
Longest relationship you've ever had.
Yeah, actually.
Okay, there you go. Sorry, I just had to put that. I've known you a long time, Bob.
Well, I don't have that kind of relationship with him. But Ted came to work for me at the State House, and it's funny, we're a good match. He had a brief hiatus with me, but he's basically been with me for 20, 21 years. And he's always been interested in municipal government. He served in volunteer capacities in Braintree, so he was very excited, excuse me, when we decided to run for mayor. And, you know, the things that I enjoy about the job, he doesn't, and the things that he enjoys, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
So we make a good pair that way.
And that's Ted Langille.
Yes, Chief of Staff Ted Langille. He's done a great job.
Great numbers job.
Yep.
It's amazing how you've been able to do this. Just driving through Weymouth in the last couple of years, it looks different. It looks fresh. It looks picked up. One of my favorite spots, that whole Columbian Square, you know, take your life in your hands, put a bullseye on your back if you're trying to go the wrong way or cross over in traffic. What's the update on that?
Well, so great history that I won't get into in the interest of time, but that was one of the first projects we looked at. I knew that the first mayor in town history, Dave Madden, back in the early 2000s, spent a lot of time looking at that. There'd been numerous studies, and you know, the parking lot out back was a mess, and that was the first thing we did actually on day one. We went out and fixed that parking lot and considered that phase when we dusted off the old studies. I didn't think we were ever going to get consensus with the merchants,
mm-hmm.
with the residents, elected officials from that district, councilors from that part of town. But our consultants, Hill International, our planning department, did a great job. We arrived at a plan to upgrade Columbian Square, install traffic signalization,
mm-hmm.
make some pedestrian safety improvements. And I was really shocked when we got consensus. I didn't think it was going to happen. And that project, we pieced together the financing. It's about $11, $12 million project.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be done in the spring. So it's moving along. And I hope that the lights work because it's a complicated project. Now, the company doing it, the engineers doing it, had done a successful job in Peabody Square, which was a complicated,
mm-hmm.
similar project. And we also looked at Five Corners and Braintree as sort of a model. If it can be done there, maybe it can be done in Columbia
Square. Right by the
Square.
Old Jimbo's, right?
Now, one anecdote about that. Before Dave Madden passed, unfortunately, our first mayor, I had a conversation with him, and he was excited that we were doing the lights. He says that's the one thing he regrets not following up on. And I said, well, in that case, I said, I would love to have you there for the ceremony when we flip the switch. In fact, you can flip the switch. And he said, I'd be honored. And I said, well, the reason I want you to do that, Dave, is if it turns into a disaster and the lights don't really function well and it creates more of a problem, you're in the photo in the Patriot Ledger.
Oh, my goodness. And, you know, it's interesting because I remember rumor had it that when driver's ed classes used to bring kids there to that area just to drive to, like, really scare them about a good way to learn what's going on and what's not going on and to use good judgment. So
while we were going through the engineering process for this and some of the design work, my planning department director, who worked really hard on this project and who actually lives just about in that square, got T-boned one morning in Columbian Square. So it's like Cy Sperling or something. You know, he's not just the president of the club. Right. He's a member. You know?
And for those of you that don't know exactly where that is, that's in that little business district with the Cameo Theater right inside.
Everybody pretty much knows where it is. Because
place
once you go through, even if you only go through there once in your life, you remember
right.
it.
Right. It's like, I'm going to park. I'm going to get hit. Well, it seems like there's a lot of good things going on. So in this new four-year term, what are you looking to accomplish now?
So I'd say, you know, just continue the good movement we've been making. You know, the schools are in great shape. We've gone from, you know, the threat of a state fine. We built a new school, second largest middle school in the state. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. My kid just got in there, and it's a beautiful facility, great staff. Want to continue that kind of progress in the schools and the overall progress in the town. We've upped our paving program. When I came in, it was about $1.2 million a year. We're doing between $6 and $8 million a year. From existing debt service, you know, I've got neighboring towns that to do roads, they have to do an override. So we're making great progress. We want to continue the road work. We have capital projects that we'll be finishing or just starting and finishing in the next term. Obviously the Columbian Square we just mentioned, the coastal embankment stabilization and beach connection project. We're excited about that's the one we got the Seaport Economic Development Grant, a whole bunch of additional things. We got a great number of projects that are coming online that is new development in the town. We're excited about getting on the tax rolls.
Now, today,
a beautiful children's hospital facility will be opening up this year.
That's right. Now, today is Abigail Adams' birthday, and
there
was, something was going to happen, but you've changed the date.
Sadly, we've been rained out of opening up yet another park. I used to sit at this intersection in Weymouth and wonder why a historic center of town. It's actually the geographic center of town at the intersections of Middle Washington and Winter Street. It was basically a dumping ground, broken bottles, weeds. And it was not only the geographic center of town, but it was the site of our first town meeting, site of our first high school. Mm-hmm. The site where the last skirmish in King Philip's War occurred when King Philip was marching towards Boston and had a skirmish with Weymouth settlers. So a lot of history on that site, and we tried to do this project through just using our own labor with our DPW that did a phenomenal job. Donations from some local businesses. We got Beta Engineering, who had been knocking at our door to get some work out of the town, did some work at a discounted rate. So we sort of pieced this together as a luxury, and we called it Heritage Park. We opened it up last year during our 400th celebration. And the formal dedication was to occur today on Abigail Adams' birthday. And a statue of Abigail Adams is really the centerpiece of the park. It's a really cool thing. It's not in the most relaxing setting. It's a busy intersection. But when you get inside the park, it is somewhat peaceful. There's a 400-foot walkway to commemorate the 400 years. And we have storyboards depicting significant events in town history as you walk along the park.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't get a lot of use yet. I don't know if people realize what's really there, but it's a pretty cool thing to walk around. I know the schools are going to be taking kids over on little mini field trips over there in the future, too, to you know show off the historic timeline of the town.
And Weymouth has got a lot of great history, and correct me if I'm wrong, doesn't Weymouth, I think, lead the state and or the nation in numbers over the years of Congressional Medal of Honor winners? I've always heard that.
We boast five, yes, and we've done things to highlight them. In the past, during my term, We've actually put new signage up at the entrance of all of our schools, which are named for the five Medal of Honor recipients. Mm-hmm. And we actually have something happening in the coming year, but it's a surprise. When you talk about what am I doing looking forward, mm-hmm. we have something that's really going to highlight our five Medal of Honor recipients. And some of them have a great history. I mean, like William Siech, he fought in the Boxer Rebellion in China, also fought in World War One, lived into his 90s. They named a school after him while he was alive, and every year he would put his military uniform on until he into his 90s and go and speak to an assembly at the school. So there's guys my age, this blows my mind, but there's guys my age that I still meet and talk to that went to Siech School that remember him coming in and speaking to them. And to have that, you know, current, my generation, have that link to a guy that fought in the Boxer Rebellion is pretty cool.
I'd love to interview one of those guys. Maybe we can do that before what this thing is that's coming up that maybe you'll give me a hint about. Now
we'll have you there for the for the ceremony.
Love to have that. Now, we were talking, of course, Dan, one of our guys here, a lot of people here do a little extra work in movies and have been following the whole SAG-AFTRA strike. That got resolved. Wondering what your thoughts on that. They've shot a lot of, I'd say, a fair amount of movie scenes in Weymouth, including at the former Naval Air Station
right.
So what do you think about them finally resolving that? Do you see more movies coming to town?
Well, in the interim, I mean, what happened was we had a master developer that was appointed in 2014, just before I became mayor in 2016. Obviously, there were well-documented problems with that master developer. They're gone. And we have a very competent team now led by Brookfield Partners and New England Development. And they're moving forward. They had to do a lot of cleanup, shall we say, reassembling the parcels that were in foreclosure. Excuse me. And excuse me.
That's okay. This room is very dusty.
And they're moving forward now. So eventually that hangar is probably going to come down that's been used for the filming. So that's really kind of an interim thing that's been occurring there. We did just have an auction of some land, the old Coast Guard property, and two different developers that wanted to build a state-of-the-art facility for soundstage movies, mm-hmm. movie production, were actually bidders that were not successful. The master developer got a hold of it. So it could happen in the future as they move forward that you could have a facility like that. But I don't think it will occur in that current, excuse me again, in that current hangar.
But I'm sure you'd like to be able to, and I know it brings a little excitement to town. I imagine you would like to see some more movies being shot there.
I was invited over there for the filming of one of the movies that was occurring a few years ago. I can't remember what movie it was. I'm not a big movie. I'm not exactly Siskel or Ebert, but it was pretty cool to watch them filming inside and have the soundstage that they built.
Excellent. I know Dan gave me the free guy, the Ghostbusters female cast.
And the catering was awesome. The caterer actually was in from Los Angeles. So this whole talk about the local spinoff.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's some benefit, but I mean, the caterer actually came in from L.A.,
mm-hmm.
so there wasn't like it was using local restaurants or caterers, unfortunately.
Oh my goodness! So you've got a lot going on in Weymouth. Anything else you can give us a heads up for that we can look forward to in the next couple of years in your new term?
I think just the continued progress. We I'm probably forgetting a lot of the capital projects. I mean, I've got $40 million in work right now that's in areas you cannot see there. Sewer and water infrastructure improvements. It's all underground stuff. You know, we talked about Columbian Square. $4 million of the $11 million is work underground. We've got an aging, you know, water and sewer mm-hmm. delivery system, and we've been working on that. The big thing, and probably the most impactful thing, and one of the most significant things that'll occur in the coming years, it won't be completed in my next term. It's probably going to take about 6 years, but we are in the process of bringing MWRE water to Weymouth. And, okay. you know, there's some fear. Residents have some fear about that because they remember when MDC was abolished and MWRA came in, and Weymouth is an MWRA sewer community, and they had to do all the improvements for the Boston Harbor cleanup. Everybody on MWRA sewer saw their sewer rates skyrocket. So there's a bad taste in people's mouth, so to speak, no pun intended, mm-hmm. about MWRA. But the dynamics are different, the factors are different, and it's going to be the most progressive, impactful thing that the town of Weymouth can do, getting a solid, stable, quality source of water, and we can bring some environmental benefits back to Weymouth by the existing water sources, Whitman's Pond, and Great Pond be converted to a backup system, and it'll be allowed to be used for recreational purposes. Species restoration. We'll probably get herring back to Great Pond to spawn. Weymouth has the potential, with our existing herring run, and if we can return Great Pond to a spawning area, of being the most significant herring spawning location in the Gulf of Maine. That's how significant that can be. So the state's interested in that. We're getting some help. The entrance fee for MWRA has been waived. That's saving us about $28 million. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be the biggest thing to hit the town. We're trying to do a lot of education. I ran into a woman in a coffee shop yesterday, questions about, you know, what are my rates going to be? And, you know, we think they're going to be very competitive with our existing rates. And you know, from covering the local news, you got PFAS infiltration. All of the communities down here have water supply issues. And this will solve the problem for Weymouth long-term and Union Point to allow the build-out. But also the pipe that will be built to bring the water to Weymouth will be enough to accommodate communities south of us long-term. There isn't enough on the other side of the Blue Hills right now in terms of pipe capacity, but that's probably going to be addressed by the MWRA in the future. So this is something that's going to impact the whole South Shore.
And I remember talking with you about this, I think it was a year ago, when you talked about the supply that is available through the MWRA. And it's pretty impressive.
It's crazy.
It's like if it never rained again, they would still have enough water for so many
years. I think I said 16 years then. Mm-hmm. I think it's close. I mean, I've heard different numbers, but the lowest number I've heard is like between 6 and 10.
Mm-hmm. Still pretty impressive.
Yeah, no rain in Massachusetts for 10 years, and you're still going to supply your customers.
Exactly.
They're spilling over, and they're looking for customers, and there's a North Shore initiative and a South Shore initiative.
There's some great issues here. I hope we can have you on again. Maybe next quarter, join us, give us an update on everything.
I'll make sure I have a cough drop before I come in.
That's okay. That's a Luden's. That's a good one. That tastes like candy. Meanwhile, you know who that is. That's Weymouth Mayor Bob Hedlund. Congratulations on your third term, giving us an update on a lot of the great things that are happening there in the city. I say city town because it still reminds me of a big town.
It's both. We are.
City form of government.
The city known as the town of Weymouth.
Is it over 60,000 population now?
No, we're at 58.
Okay, yep. I knew it was close.
Yeah, we were flat for 30 years. No population growth mm-hmm. in 30 years. We've had a little bump up from 56 to 58 in the last census.
Okay. Yep. Again, that's Weymouth Mayor Robert Hedlund. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.